There is something that at best I find a curiosity, at worst I find irritating. Every time that I go in to my local Walgreens, I hear somewhere in the distance, "Welcome to Walgreens." Now, I don't want to doubt the sincerity of the person who's welcoming me to Walgreens, but when I finally find the person that has issued the greeting, they haven't even looked up from their cell phone. Right? Now, the part that irritates me is that I don't know whether I should respond in kind with a greeting. Because by the time I finally find the source of the greeting, I'm halfway down the aisle and there's been this awkward silence. Now, I have contemplated, though, a time or two that when I hear, "Welcome to Walgreens," I would like to respond, "Walgreens, I wanted to go to CVS. Contrast that to when Michelle and I go to our favorite restaurant. Usually 9 times out of 10, we're going to go to this place. So we've gotten to know several of the servers and even the manager. Now, when we walk in there, they always make a point to come over, shake our hand, say, "Hey, great to see you here." Now, I love that. That feels great when we go there. So what's the difference? The difference is that when I walk into Walgreens, obviously this is a requirement. Everyone who comes through the door has to be greeted, "Welcome to Walgreens," right? I'm sure that every employee has been instructed, right, no matter what they're doing. Even if they have to be rude, they're checking somebody out, they got to stop in the middle of that, "Welcome to Walgreens," all right? When I go to the favorite place to eat, it's much different. I walk in, I might see a server in the corner of my eye. If they're busy, just a smile or a nod of acknowledgement, and all of a sudden, I feel at home. You see, the one was a requirement. The other one was sincerely, genuinely happy to see us that we came in. This gets at the crux of our second core value here at Risen Savior. Devotion over duty. It's about our relationship with God, something that we willingly do, lovingly do, enthusiastically do, not some requirement, not some series of steps that we have to dutifully go along, and as long as we accomplish those tasks, then we're good with God. No, it's devotion over duty. Now, I will say duty has a place. Duty has a place in our life. There are some times where you just need to do your duty, right? I think of the armed services. In the armed services, every man or woman, they've got to do their duty. They've got to follow their orders. I mean, our military would be in chaos if people didn't do their duty. And these men and women are called upon sometimes to really do horrific things to defend us and our freedom. So if they know that they're doing their duty, they're following their orders, that's really an honorable thing for them to do, right? You think about your job. Every aspect of everybody's job has something that they really don't enjoy doing, but they're required to do. Like saying, "Welcome to Walgreens." I'm certain none of them like doing that, but it's required of them. So you do your job because you want to keep your job. Those are the requirements. You do your duty. So duty has its place. But duty has no place in relationships. In our relationships, it's not just a set of tasks that we need to complete and then call it good. It's not like you wake up in the morning, check your to-do list. Let's see. Okay. Good morning, children. Okay. Hey, Fido, how are you? Pet the dog. Oh, bye, honey. All right, I got that done for another 24 hours. That's not how relationships work, right? It's not just a list of things that need to get done. Or have you ever received a gift that you knew that it was given just out of obligation? I mean, you felt that, right? For whatever reason, maybe you did something kind to this person or they feel that they owe you, right? So they're not just genuinely giving you a gift, but they felt obligated to do so. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel uncomfortable with that. It feels empty. It feels false. I'd rather not have anything to do with it because duty has no place in our relationships. especially duty has no place in our relationship with God. In fact, God in His Word is very clear about that. That we don't have this steps that need to be completed, and now all of a sudden we're good with God. In fact, He goes to great lengths in His Word to say that's not what it's about. It isn't about filling in and checking off all of the boxes. So a few moments ago, we read from the Gospel of Mark, and Jesus is talking about the scribes. Now, the scribes were part of the religious elite. These were the guys that got it right. They did all of the right things. So much so that they started taking advantage of the powerful position that they came in, right? So they walk around with their flowing robes. They have all the greetings that happen to them. But then they abuse their power, and Jesus has some pretty harsh words to say to them. Let's take a look at verse 40. So these scribes who devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers, they will receive the greater condemnation. That's heavy. Jesus says, not only am I not interested in them just going through the motions, the fact that they're taking advantage of their position of power, their condemnation will be even greater. But throughout Scripture, God has made it abundantly clear it's not just about doing certain things at the right time and in the right way. Even in the Old Testament was the sacrificial system, and it was very detailed and intricate of God laying out all the sacrificial system. But it was never about just doing the right thing at the right time in the right way, and then somehow God was pleased with all of that. In fact, He went to great lengths to say that if it's just empty actions or motions, He's not interested at all. So if we take a look at Hosea, the prophet, he says this, God speaking, "For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." You see, you're missing the point if you're just offering it up thinking that you're good, right? How about David in Psalm 51? This is his psalm of confession after being caught with Bathsheba, right? And he says this, he says, "For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with burnt offerings." And he goes on to say, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." It is our hearts that God is after, not some meaningly motions or actions. One more, let's take a look at the prophet Isaiah. God says this, "I've had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. Bring me no more vain offerings." Bring me no more. Is he saying I'm abolishing the sacrificial system? No. But if you're just got a to-do list, and this is the set of sacrifices, you think that if you get this done, then everything is okay, you're wrong. God is not about requirements that need to be met. God is about devotion, not about duty. And the same is true today. Our relationship with God, duty has nothing to do with it. And yet sometimes we could get the impression, as long as we say the right things, as long as we're involved in the right activities and do it the right way at the right time, that somehow then we're okay with God. I mean, I've heard it said that the church's job is to hatch them, match them, and dispatch them. Maybe you've heard that. As long as you're baptized in the church, married in the church, and had your funeral in the church, you're all set. As long as you can cross those off, then everything is as hunky-dory. No, God is not interested in that. God doesn't have a to-do list. As long as you do 1 through 10, then you're great. You don't have to do anything more. It's not about a set of requirements. See, God is not looking for a set of requirements to be met, but a relationship to be cherished. God is not looking for a set of requirements to be met, but for a relationship to be cherished. It's devotion over duty. If you take a look at the definition of devotion, Devotion is about love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person, activity, or cause. Just take a look at those words. It's about love, loyalty, enthusiasm, energy, excitement. I think of words like sincerity and genuineness. That's what devotion is all about. It isn't a set of things that I have to do. It's not requirements. It's about a relationship that we have with God. So let's put it this way. Let's say you're devoted to your team, right? Number of you are devoted to your team, right? Does that mean that you say to yourself, well, I guess I'm a fan. It's on today at 1:30. I guess I have to watch. All right. No. If you're devoted to your team, right, you make the effort to make sure you're there to watch the game, or you're going to go to the game, and then you're going to enthusiastically cheer your team on because you're devoted to your team, right? If you're devoted to your spouse, right, if you're devoted to this, it isn't like, well, evidently part of the requirements are that I hug you once a day, so bring it in. Try that one at home. No, if you're devoted to your spouse because you love your spouse, you're loyal to your spouse, you're committed to your spouse, you enthusiastically want to show that affection with your spouse because that's what devotion is all about. And so we want to be devoted to God. And we can be devoted to God because God is devoted to you. That's where it begins. God is devoted to you so you can be devoted to God. Think about John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. It doesn't say that God was required to do something about the mess in the world, or God felt obligated to straighten things up after Adam and Eve messed up. God loved the world, so he gave his one and only son. Or check out the words of Jesus himself when he says this in the Gospel of John. He says, I lay down my life that I may take it up again. And here's the one. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. No one takes Jesus' life. Out of his own accord, he willingly gives his life. Do you remember the Garden of Gethsemane? Peter wants to stand up and fight, and Jesus says, don't you think I can call down a legion of angels and wipe this place out? He chose to become one of us. He willingly lived among us. On his own accord, he laid down his life for us and took our place. He didn't have to. He wanted to because he's devoted to you. And in his devotion, there's nothing that he wouldn't do and there's nothing that he won't do for you to restore your relationship with your Father in heaven. God is devoted to you. So we want to be devoted to God. We want to be devoted to God. This isn't about some holy to-do list that needs to be checked off. This isn't about requirements. This is about a relationship that has been opened for us with our Father in heaven. And now, with joy in our heart, for love for God, loyalty to God, enthusiastically, we want to be in a relationship with God. That means we want to develop that relationship deeper and deeper. So we go into his word and we have time for prayer with him so that relationship grows deeper. It means that we want to be here in worship, not because somehow we think we have to be or we're going to feel guilty if we miss. No, we're here because we want to be, right? It's my favorite time of the week to be with you all on Sunday morning. Here, God comes to us in word and sacrament, and we get to respond with prayer and praise to God. That's a privilege for us. Enthusiastically, we're here in worship, right? We're willing to answer God's call to serve. When we say something, God's tugging on my heart and I need to either serve him or serve my fellow man, and you answer that call. You look for times to make sure that you connect with one another and build up this relationship among the believers because we're devoted to God. My friends, I sense here at Risen Savior, that's who we are. I'm sure at times all of us slip into duty. All of us slip into times we think we're checking the boxes, but I sense in our congregation there is devotion to God. There is a desire to worship him. There's enthusiasm about getting into his word. We can't wait to spend time with one another. And we serve alongside of one another because that's who we are. It's devotion over duty. It's not about requirements. It's about a relationship because God is devoted to you. Now we are devoted to God. Amen. Would you stand and pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are humbled and we thank and praise you for the love that you've shown to us and the devotion that you have for us. We pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit that we would be devoted to you and to your Son, who is our Savior. And in his name we pray. Amen.